do.
All right, a week and a day, December the 1st, Thursday night at the Lodge. It's Killer Cares, the I don't know how many annual, what is it, the 10th or 11th?
Since Killer passed, this is, I think, our 12th. Yeah.
Jeez, that's so unbelievable.
We had to keep it going, though, man.
At the Lodge and a gaggle of them at the brew house. It was a total shit show.
I cannot imagine how many laughs we would have had with Killer in the last 12 years.
No doubt.
He was great. So, okay, so what you got bartending schedules now.
Oh, yeah.
So Maz, anyway, this is controversial, by the way. Maz is not happy.
Of course Maz isn't happy.
He seemed really sad.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll have a spread set up for him. I'll have a mini buffet for him to assault back in the green room.
He will appreciate that.
Well, I mean, we just got a lot of guys, and, you know, we got a lot of morning guys, you know, so we got to get them in earlier. You know, again, December 1st at the Lodge, free valet parking. We've got 50-50s, Killer's Cooler, of course, which is always a great time. Free admission. Tip your bartenders handsomely. We get all the tips. Last year, we set a record, thanks to you guys, raised $125,000, all for our charities, which are all children's charities.
What's the total now? Is it over $1 million?
Oh, yeah. We're over $1 million. Oh. And we've done really well going into the game already. We're over, I think, $60,000 with a lot of sponsorships. Again, thanks to you guys. Your sponsors have come through huge. Luke Nowacki and Pinnacle Wealth. He's a titanium sponsor, which he's done very well.
Wow, titanium sponsor.
That fits him.
Jesus. We had to add a diamond level. I tried to shoot for the stars for a $10,000 sponsor, and I actually nailed one. So hey,
nice.
But Christina Gennari for Christina Holmes. She's going to – not Christina Holmes. That's an old builder. But Christina and her real estate group, they're sponsoring the valet parking.
Nice.
And, Steve Gabara and Zot Ford are sponsoring the bathrooms. If anybody was there last year, you couldn't miss it. we wallpapered the bathrooms with Zot Ford stickers.
Thank you, Steve.
DeoandTheD.com stickers.
And the bathrooms would not be open were it not for the sponsorship.
Correct.
They were planning to close them, but fortunately Gabara was able to sponsor and allow them to be opened.
Otherwise, it was going to be parking lots and porta-johns. And also, I believe Christina Gennari also is going to do some vanity baskets for the bathrooms and add a little women's touch.
Well.
Yeah, but for the bartenders, you know, the 6 to 7 shift, you know, Ryan Armani, Amy Andrews is back, Mojo, Erica Francis from Fox 2, Dina Santafani, 7 to 8. Mickey.
Dina?
Yeah, Dina.
Well, I've never seen Dina at this event.
Yeah, Dina, this is Dina and Erica Francis's first. 7 to 8, you got Mickey Redmond, Ken Daniels, Larry Murphy, Jim Johnson, Trudy, and Maz will be in the 7 to 8. Hmm.
Maz, I think he thinks that he's being separated from the rest of the show because we don't like him.
Well, Mark's actually the one separated.
Well, Mark is separated because he's got to do Charlie's show.
Yeah,
he's got to do Charlie's show, so he requested late. And here's what I always think. Trudy's usually the first one there. You guys kind of drag ass a little bit, so I put her on 7 to 8 with Maz and Gator Anderson's there. And then 8 to 9.
Trudy.
That is the money show.
Okay? Yeah, geez.
You got Drew, Brandon, White Boy Rick, Tommy Hearns, Braylon Edwards, John Jansen, Lomas Brown, and Dan Miller.
Oh, wow.
I hope no one spills anything on Thomas Hearns. Do you know that story?
No.
Oh. Wasn't that Hearns?
It was a rooster tail, yeah.
For Arthur P's big anniversary special.
He had an incredible suit on. Somebody spilled something ridiculous on
it. It was coffee over his purple suit.
Did we know who spilled it? I feel like we did.
I can't remember her name. I know what part of the radio station she worked in.
Promotions?
The business section. No.
Oh, okay.
Upstairs.
Right, we'll do some research on that.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't. Whatever you do, don't remind him. Yeah. But he was great.
He's super. He's a really nice guy.
He was great. He was fine.
And here's what was amazing. I didn't even realize this. So I actually, he and White Boy Rick were taking a lot of pictures together with a lot of people, and I talked to Rick about it, and he said, dude, we are bros from way back, and I forgot. Remember when they sent him out there at 15 years old. The FBI sent him out there to watch the Curry Boys.
Yeah.
That was the Hearns-Hagler fight.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was the Hearns. So
as seen in the movie?
Yeah. So he's known him since he was 15.
It's ridiculous.
I know. I know. So there, that's it tonight. 9 to 10. You got Jennifer Hammond, TJ Lang, Erica Erickson is back.
Double E.
Yep. Danny Rogers from the Lions. Danny has it. D-A-N-N-I-E. Rogers. John Neo, Earl Cureton. Then we start to get into the trouble area, the 10 to 11 and the 11 to 12 shifts.
I smell Woody coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, 10 to 11, you got Stoney, Craig Monroe, Trevor Thompson.
Wait, Stoney's a morning guy.
Stoney, and normally he gets Friday off, and he can't get it off this year. He told me at the
tailgate. He told me all about it at the tailgate, too.
Yeah. He told me at the tailgate before. He was like, seriously, at the tailgate, I like had to console him. He was so sad it was the last game. Yeah. In the meantime, I'm like, I can't do any more of these. I'm done. 8 of these this year. It's like 10 degrees. Get me out of here. He's like, can we do one more Shotsky? I'm like, oh, dude, come on. We're do one more Shotsky, and then we're tearing everything down at about 9, and then it starts snowing. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. Now it's time to drive home. Yeah. Good times. So, and then Wojo and ML Elric. Elric's on that shift.
Oh, he's in the late crowd.
And then the real shit show starts, 11 to 12. Woody, Will Birchfield, Paul Pash, Mark Fellhauer, Charlie LaDuff, and Colin Larkin.
Always been my go-to charity.
I didn't know there was ever an 11 to midnight group.
Well, usually it kind of melds into the 10 to 11. And if anyone who stayed there last year, if you can stay there late, it is freaking awesome. I mean, last year, literally, I have my like playlist going the whole night, but then off of my Spotify list, it became a DJ marathon between Craig Monroe, Braylon Edwards, and Ryan Dempster, who from the Chicago Cubs was there, and they were taking turns playing tunes. And Braylon has the most eclectic music taste.
Really,
he opens up with Bon Jovi.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Then he played like a country song that Dempster loved, but it was back and forth. Then, of course, Stoney singing Bruce Springsteen. I mean, it was fun.
Stoney like Springsteen?
I had no idea.
Who knew? So, anyway, we got that. We got some real cool auction items real fast. Sitting right here, I got a J.J. McCarthy signed jersey.
Explain his signature very fast, because I didn't know that's... I mean,
Sure.
Brandon, people have seen that smiley face on his hand. I never knew what that was from.
Right. So when I was talking with his dad, there you go. I did it to myself. And when JJ was in high school, he lost his first game ever. And a girl asked him, young girl asked him for an autograph. He took out a Sharpie and he was very sad and signed something for him. She said, "Why are you so sad?" And he said, "Well, we lost." And she said, But you played well, and you always play well. And she took the Sharpie and made two dots and a smiley face on his hand. And so literally from that point on, he not only writes it on his hand every time, but that's where he signs everything. And he's actually started a foundation, which is really cool, for children's charities. I was telling Mark that every away game they donate.
Seems like he ought to be there.
Yeah.
He's a little busy.
Yeah. Well, let's hope he's going to be in Indianapolis. Right,
exactly. Yeah.
But anyway. Oh,
that's right. I was thinking he had a few weeks off, but he may not.
That's such a nice story. Now go out there and complete some passes longer than 20 yards.
So and you got jerseys? JJ McCarthy
got
jerseys?
All kinds of jerseys.
That's
got
to be a hot item, JJ.
Yep. Ryan Dempster from the Cubs, again, as everybody knows, I hope that now the MLB, every team plays everybody this year. Well, the Cubs are in Detroit.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, like, we'll play, if you'll play home and away, like, 1 year home, the next year you'll play that team away.
That's fantastic.
Hey, that's true.
How do they do that? There's not enough games.
Are we going to play the Twins last and the White Sox last?
We may want to give up our Champions Club tickets because we're not going to be able to see the White Sox, the Royals, the Twins, and the Guardians as much.
16 times.
Yeah. So anyway, for the Cubs series in August, Ryan's throwing out 4 tickets for every game, lower level seats at Comerica. And the winner will get to pick one game and get on-field batting practice passes for everybody. And I got a Scotty Scheffler signed Masters flag, Dylan Larkin stick, tickets and jerseys out the wazoo. I've got a poster that Kid Rock signed when he did that concert with the DSO.
Mm-hmm. So okay.
Pretty cool.
Nice. So, hey, talk about the Champions Club tickets. People are always trying to weasel Champions Club tickets.
Well, so what I was thinking, since you guys are so germane and instrumental in everything that we do, what I'd like to do is we are accepting online donations at killercares.org. And any Drew and Mike podcast listener who has it in them and feels generous enough to donate $500, I'll make sure they get 2 Champions Club tickets and a parking pass to any Tiger game.
I'll throw in some pairs, too.
Okay.
If it's that many, yeah. I'll split it with you.
Yeah, and anybody who does it, you know, we'll know who it is, but you can send an email to the show, or you can send it to me. Should I put my email address
on? Yeah,
that?
Yeah, you should.
Send it to me at MattR7882@gmail.com. MattR7882@gmail.com. No dick pics, please.
If you email me, I'll forward it to Matt.
Yeah. Hotmail.com.
And anybody, if somebody wants to go up to $1,000, 2 Michigan tickets. I've got pretty decent seats. They're section 2, which is like the 45-yard line. I've never sat in them once. Okay, it's too hard to smuggle your to get your libations in there. So we prefer to go up top. But those 2 tickets and 2 passes to the tailgate that I host every week with Drew and a couple other guys. Boy.
So. I can already feel Maz sweating the fact that there's going to be less Champions Club tickets from New Weasel now.
Yeah. Well, we'll
see how many people
get people to buy them. Yes. Yeah. So that's another reason to buy them so Maz doesn't go.
Absolutely. So you're taking food out of Maz's mouth, which is something that we all strive for.
You're saving the buffet from being
bullshit.
Assaulted.
Yep. So $500 is 2 Champions Club tickets and a parking pass any Tiger game. $1,000, any Michigan game except I can't do Ohio State because it's a little tougher to get that many tickets. But the other games,
Michigan State is
away.
So yeah. What's the other home game? What choices would people have?
Wisconsin? Next year is only 7 because it's our year for 4 Big Ten games.
Oh, only 7 home games.
Stupid.
Yeah. Thank God, one less tailgate. I get to rest. My liver thanks you. So 2 tickets and then 2 passes to the tailgate.
After that, you're done with tickets.
After that, I'm done with tickets. I now got my request
after
out.
After this, I'm done with tickets.
Get my dick
after
out.
This, I don't give a fuck about tickets.
Let's see, you had some balls in there too. Castellano signed
ball. Yeah, I figured last year, Drew, since you bought the course, it was a little different. Last year, I came a little harder with four Cubs Hall of Famers. This year, I've got. They used to be Cubs players, but now they're Phillies players. I've got a Nick Castellanos,
Schwarber,
Kyle Schwarber ball.
Yeah,
I got it.
Schwarbs.
I got a JD Martinez signed game used batting helmet.
Wow, Tigers helmet.
Yeah, Ryan Dempster shot me a jersey where he signed it up with his All Star Game World
Series
cool. champ.
Dumps. That's a cool autograph.
Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame. Yeah. And then for Drew, where did it go? Jerome Bettis got the bus.
Oh, nice.
Bus.
David Ross set for you Cubs fans.
Yeah. And then I've got a
Barry Zito Giants present. Jersey.
Who's that?
Oh, Zito.
Barry Zito
signed.
Yeah.
Wow. The coolest curveball possibly ever thrown.
And then we've got a bunch of other stuff out there. I mean, there's, again, I've got Scotty Scheffler signed 2022 Masters pin flag that's framed, and we got all kinds of.
Oh, sign me up for that.
Yeah, yeah. No. I know. Yeah.
Lila was trying to eat those.
Oh, Lila was trying to eat the Alan Trammell signed scorebook and the Justin Rose signed 2016 Rio Olympics gold medal for golf. I didn't even know golf was in the Olympics.
No one did. Yeah. Now you know.
Wow.
But so all kinds of stuff.
All right, so what do people need to know? December 1st, the Lodge in Keego Harbor. Most people who are going. They already know. They know the drill. But Keego Harbor, the Lodge.
We kick it off. Silent auction opens at 4. Bartenders start at 6. Goes till close. Gets crazy at night. Hugh Perkins is coming with his selfie
stick.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure if Miller's doing the sports works from there or not, but...
silly.
That's a shit show. How ridiculous. What's amazing is to see people in the background. But the, so it's free valet parking, 50-50 raffles all night. There's
okay, and as far as online, it's just for Champions Club tickets and Michigan tickets?
Yeah, there's no online auction. If you go to killercares.org and you hit the donate bar, and if any of you donate $500, you're in for the Champions Club. $1,000, you get my nice Michigan tickets, 2 tickets, and 2 passes to the tailgate.
Sweet.
Yep.
All right. So what's the status of Michigan-Ohio State? Who's